Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to your Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Tuesday, October 21st, 2025. We appreciate you being here today, and we'll begin our meeting today with an invocation led by Commissioner Erickson, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Senegal, if you feel led to rise.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, another glorious day in the kingdom you've given us. Today, we thank you especially for the gift of prayer. You've told us that we can come to you, we can conversate with you as our Father, and ask you for anything. Today, Father, we specifically ask that the business we have before us, that you allow us to do that business with hearts and minds and do the things that are pleasing in your sight. We also pray specifically for peace in the world, the Ukraine, the Middle East. Father, just put an end to all wars. Thank you for all of the blessings that you've given us here in Jefferson County. Lead us and guide us and forgive us where we fail you. We ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Please join me in the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, we'll open this meeting with a time of public comment. If there's anybody present who wishes to make public comment about any item on today's agenda, you may approach the lectern. If you're attending remotely, you'll need to press star 6 to unmute your line. Hearing none, we'll close this time of public comment. We'll begin our agenda with items under purchasing. Item A is consider and approve specifications for invitations for bid for Jefferson County Mosquito Control Airplane. Item B is to rescind award of items 27, 28, 52, and 59 of the invitation for bids for the term contract for Sheriff's Department, Law Enforcement, and Corrections Equipment Uniforms with TND Workwear Company, LLC. And reaward item 27 for $37, item 28 for $37, item 52 for $47, and item 59 for $147.50 to Galls LLC, as shown in attachment A. Item C is to execute, receive, and file a renewal for a term contract for Sheriff's Department, Law Enforcement, and Corrections Equipment and Uniforms for a fourth and final one-year renewal with Burgoon Company and Galls LLC, from October 1st, 2025 to September 30th, 2026, with price increases due to manufacturer cost and CPI increases as shown in attachment B. Item D is consider and approve, execute, receive, and file renewal for comprehensive inmate technology services for Jefferson County Correctional Facility, Downtown Jail, and Minnie Rogers Juvenile Justice Center for a first one-year renewal with Smart Communications Holding LLC, from November 20th, 2025 to November 19th, 2026. Item E is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a contract extension for a term contract for snack and drink vending for Jefferson County with John Paul's Food Service LLC for an additional 90 days to expire February 19th, 2026. Item F is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a profit fee agreement in the amount of $33,000 with Langford Community Management Services, Inc. for request for statements of qualifications, professional grant administration and management services for the Texas General Land Office Community Development Block Grant Disaster Recovery Mitigation Resilient Communities Program, contract number 23-16112-F240, pursuant to Chapter 262 of the Texas Local Government Code, the County Repurchasing Act, and 2 Code of Federal Regulations, Section 200.318 through 327. This contract is awarded by Commissioner's Court on February 13th of 2024, and the costs that are mentioned will be paid out of the grant. Item G is consider and approve, execute, receive, and file an agreement with CompuData International LLC for data on demand cloud service agreement for the County Clerk's Office in the amount of $15,800 in accordance with the DIR contract. Item H is consider and approve a discretionary exemption as authorized by Local Government Code 262.024A7A for items that can be obtained from only one source, for which competition is precluded because of the existence of patents, copyrights, secret processes, or monopolies, for a remittance processing system to be integrated with the existing RTL First and First View with RT Lawrence Corporation for the tax office in the amount of $135,544. Do we have a motion on those items under purchasing?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Erickson. Discussion. And is someone here from, is Jeff here? Ross? I couldn't tell from the backup what this Adam G. CompuData on-demand cloud service for the county clerk's office. Do you know what that does? It was not clear from the backup I had.
Sure. It's to assist with their mail ballots, processing them, and keeping track of them. It's a new system that we found to replace what we previously were using.
And I assume that it is approved by the Secretary of State?
Yes, sir.
Any other comments?
Did we have to go out for it, or is it something that was brought to our attention by the Secretary of State?
No, it's a vendor that we located for the services of processing mail ballots and keeping up with the receipt of them to improve the efficiency in our office. We had a previous vendor, Vista, and it just wasn't meeting our criteria.
Okay.
Very good.
All
thank
right.
you.
Perfect.
Any other questions, comments, concerns? All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under County Auditor, we have several items. Item A is consider and approve fiscal year 2026 budget transfer for emergency management equipment for vehicle in the amount of $2,700. Item B is consider and approve a fiscal year 2026 budget transfer for elections shelving for the election barn in the amount of $1,670. Item C is consider and approve a fiscal year 2025 budget amendment for the 279th District Court for additional costs for indigent defense in the amount of $20,000. Item D is consider and approve fiscal year 2025 budget amendment for criminal district court for additional costs for indigent defense in the amount of $50,000. Item E is consider and approve the certified roll jurisdiction summary resolution for the tax roll for tax year 2025 for Jefferson County. Item F is to receive and file the resolution authorizing the county grant from the Texas Department of Agriculture Home Delivered Meal Grant Program for Nutrition and Services for Seniors, fiscal year 2025-2026. Item G is to receive and file a resolution authorizing the county grant to the Texas Department of Agriculture for the Home Delivered Meal Grant Program for the Center for Christian Services, United Board of Missions for fiscal year 2025-2026. Item H is regular county bills, check numbers 533-229 through 533-419. Item I is to consider and approve a fiscal year 2025 budget transfer for the crime lab for additional costs for seized drug outsourced analysis in the amount of $3,510. Item J is consider and approve fiscal year 2026 budget transfer for indigent health for additional costs for pharmacy software in the amount of $8,000. Do we have a motion on those items?
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Senegal, seconded by Commissioner Willis. Any discussion? I mean, we're a little early in the budget year for all these budget transfers. What's the story? That we didn't budget appropriately in some of our departments?
I know, like on the health, on the public health, their software, they needed to change vendors, and that kind of came up in the summer. So a couple of these things that just, you know, came up after we adopted.
The and we, the, they were working with the MIS. And the vendor, and we had a problem where the software wasn't providing the services. Error problem occurred, and we found out that it probably would be best to go with a new vendor.
And on the indigent defense fees, those are 2025 amendments. Is that just catching up with what they actually spent during the year?
Right. That's just as we were doing our accruals and find that they were closing out their year. I think I'll have one more, but we're finishing up the indigent defense report So I'll have, looks like I'm going to have to do a little bit more for 279th. We had one of the attorneys that I think had had some last minute billing for the year.
Probably in the future we need to send out the same memo to indigent defense attorneys, the same thing that we send out in the county, that you need to have everything in by a certain date if you want it paid during that budget year. But on the juvenile attorney's fees, item C, looks like there's two line items for 2038 and 2039. What's the difference between those?
Well, it's two. That's the 279th and the 317th. If you remember, this year they decided they adjusted how they're doing their cases. Right. So, but we had already budgeted kind of the normal way. So, I utilized the rest of that funding before I went to another source.
Okay, so I think that what happened was the 279th and the 317th court came to an agreement where the 279th would handle all of the CPS cases and the 317th would handle all the juvenile cases.
Correct.
Okay, gotcha. All right, any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under County Commissioners, item A is consider and possibly approve an order to extend the burn ban order issued on October 13, 2025 for the unincorporated areas of Jefferson County pursuant to Section 351.082 of the Texas Local Government Code. Item B is consider possibly approve and authorize county judge to execute an interlocal agreement between Jefferson County, the cities of Beaumont and Port Arthur, and the counties of Hardin, Jasper, and Orange for the Southeast Texas Auto Theft Task Force for fiscal year 2026 for the prevention of theft of catalytic converters pursuant to Senate Bill 224. And item C is consider and possibly approve the installation of the Alamo Letter Society plaque in front of the courthouse. Do I have a motion on those items?
So moved. Second.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. And Mr. Stone is here on behalf of the Sons of the Republic.
Alamo Letter Society for Jefferson County.
Yeah, awesome. And I think that if y'all would just make sure, when I think that you worked with the Historical Society located in an area out in front of the new courthouse, but just ask her, we need to make sure that we get with maintenance and engineering to make sure we're not on top of any utilities.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
And then we have one item under maintenance, which is to consider and possibly approve a resolution for Don Champagne, who is retiring from the maintenance department after many years of service. Do you have a motion on that item?
Second.
Moved and seconded by Commissioners Willis and Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. And that completes our regular agenda. I would note that on November 4th, which is 2 weeks from today, we will not be having Commissioner's Court. And on November 11th, which is a Tuesday, and Veterans Day, we will not be having Commissioner's Court. It will be held the next day, Wednesday, November 12th, 2025, at 10:30 a.m. Okay, does any elected official or any member of the Commissioner's Court have anything they wish to bring the attention of the public without our taking action?
Judge, I want to congratulate you and Sherry for last night, a great event at St. Catherine's, raised probably about $2 million just by having your name on the agenda. He was honored last night for his contribution to education. St. Catherine's is a Catholic school that's how many years in Port Arthur? They've been there before we were born, huh?
Yeah.
And
we're 29 now.
Well, I live 29. I don't know about you, but you know, it was a great honor. A lot of money made last night.
Yeah, thank you for being there. Thank you and Commissioner Erickson for being there. Yeah. I appreciate it.
Congratulations. Education is important.
Yeah. Amen.
Judge, I'm going to just say I've got my I voted sticker on. And I remind everybody, we do have early voting going on. I was a little disappointed to see the low numbers with all of the stuff that's going on. You know, educate yourself, especially on these constitutional amendments. Remember, if you vote for something there, it's enshrined in the Texas Constitution forever. So that's an important thing, and there's some very other important races and issues to be addressed, so please get out and vote.
And you can vote right downstairs in the lobby, underneath the stairwell in the new part of the courthouse, and our other early voting locations. If I can just get you to call out the ones you recall right now, Ms. Elbert.
Sure. So Rogers Park, we have Port Arthur Library. We have, of course, the courthouse and John Paul Davis, the O'Johns. We have 11 locations. JeffersonElections.com has the entire list.
Nearland Library, Port Neches Library, Groves
Thank
Activity
you.
Building.
Yes.
Precinct 1.
Yep. I've been looking at all of them all day. So, yep. All the 11 ones that we use. So, yes, use them all, please. People are bored. We had one location with 5 voters yesterday. They were not happy.
Ms. Carroll?
I just wanted to let y'all know that your favorite time of year is now upon us. Tax bills are in the mail today. So we have the levy for 2025 for all 29 taxing jurisdictions is $392,036,744,000. There are 155,939 different accounts on the tax roll. So those bills are out in the mail now. Y'all get ready.
Thank you for all the hard work you do. I know the calculation of the no new revenue rate is difficult. For years, I thought that each taxing entity calculated those. I did not realize that was all done in the tax office. But it's obviously a lot of hard work.
Well, I need to give Cindy and Michelle a huge shout out, and I'm glad you said that, because with Terry gone, left 30 plus years of experience. So this was Cindy's first year of taking that on with Terry Books, and I have to commend her and Michelle for double checking. They've done a great job and giving me a crash course on truth and taxation, which if you all want to lose some sleep, come down and dive in with us. It's a ride, and it's a from July to just yesterday process. So it is a 12-hour-a-day process. So I want to give them props because they're the ones who did it.
And I will remind everyone watching this that when you get your notice of appraised value back in April, that comes from the Central Appraisal District, which is not a part of Jefferson County. And then when you get your tax bill, the tax bill will come from the Jefferson County Tax Assessor Collector's Office, but on behalf of all the taxing entities, the county is actually, our tax rate is actually much smaller than most of the other taxing jurisdictions.
So. You're being modest. Our tax base is 8 lowest in the state of Texas at 254 counties. We're very proud of where we have had our taxes at for this long period of time, and hope to keep them that with the progress that we're making in this county.
Amen.
Amen.
All right, anything further? If not, thank you all for being here today, and we are adjourned.